Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your health host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story of What People and the Disciples Said Who Jesus Is. In Matthew 16, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who are the people saying that I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." And then he asked them, "Well, who do you think I am?" Simon Peter answered, "The Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." "God has blessed you, Simon Peter, son of Jonah," Jesus said, "for my Father in heaven has personally revealed this to you. This is not from any human source. You are Peter, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever doors you lock on earth shall be locked in heaven, and whatever doors you open on the earth shall be open in heaven." And then he warned the disciples against telling others that he was the Messiah. From then on, Jesus began to speak plainly to his disciples about going to Jerusalem and what would happen to him there, that he would suffer at the hands of the Jewish leaders and he would be killed, and that 3 days later, he would be raised again to life again. Friends, what's going on here? The disciples recognized Jesus. Other people, because he did miracles and he ministered to them, they recognized him. The demons recognized him. In fact, many times the demons wanted him to leave them alone. But they would say, "Son of God, are you here to persecute us?" Everybody knows that Jesus is the Messiah. All creation knows that he is God in the flesh. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one that's coming back for us. If you read in Revelation chapter 19, during the middle part of that chapter, it says the sky opened up and Jesus came out on a white horse. And all his angels were behind him, an army, and he had a sword in his mouth, the word of God. Friends, this is not a joke. This is not a fable. This is not one of somebody made this story up. This is the God of our God from heaven who sent his only son to die for you and for me. And it's not like he came 2,000 years ago and he's not coming back. Because in Matthew 24, the disciples asked him, "When are you coming back? When? Tell us the signs." And he started telling them the signs, exactly what was going to happen in corroboration with the book of Revelation. In fact, when he died and went to heaven, he revealed himself to John, one of his disciples, on the Isle of Patmos, and the whole book of Revelation was he recounted it to to his disciple, John. So he never died. He died on the cross. He shed his blood, and he went to hell. He got the keys, and then he ascended into heaven. But the angel told the people when they saw him going up to heaven, they said, "Why are you so amazed? The same way that Jesus is going up in the air and disappearing and going to heaven, in the same way he's coming back." There's many, many accounts of people being revealed in the Bible from about Jesus. And Lord, and right now, I want you to know this Jesus. Why? Because he's coming back one day, and we need to be ready. If you are a Christian and you're not waiting for Jesus to come back, well, who are you waiting for? Who is coming back to get us? Who is going to make a mansion for us? Who is going to live on this earth for 1,000 years and be King of kings and Lord of lords? Who else is it that the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess? His name is Jesus. Friends, the disciples understood who Jesus is, not who Jesus was in the past. And many people are acting like they don't know who he is. Many Christians don't even know Jesus. If you say, "What did he tell you? What do you know about his word?" They don't know anything. You have to start with Jesus. Jesus is the key to God. There's no other way. The Bible says everyone else is a thief and a robber. And the Bible says in Luke 4:40-41, the devils also came out of many. Jesus was healing the sick, and many devils came out of people crying, and they said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Jesus Christ, the Savior. That came from God. They recognized him. If the devils recognize him, how come we don't recognize him? He is Lord of all. He will come back one day. Are you ready? That's the good question. If you are, can you say this prayer with me? And you know, if you haven't received the Lord yet. And if you don't know Jesus, even if you're a Christian, start reading the first four books in the New Testament and read the red words. That's what my dad used to tell me. He said, if you don't read the whole Bible, you have to read about Jesus. And read what he says, because he is the Messiah. My dad taught me that. I never forget it. Did I rebel against God? Yes, I did for many years. But when I came to Jesus, he started sharing things with me like he shares with you, with anybody who calls upon his name. And I'm not a special person. Anybody who knows the Lord Jesus can call upon his name. And you can read his word, and you can understand what he's saying. And it says, my sheep hear my voice. It says, my sheep follow me because they know me. How can you know the Bible and not know Jesus? It has to be in there somewhere. Amen. Say, Father God, right now I need you in my life. I ask you to save me from myself, from my sins, from whatever I'm doing. Father God, save me because I can't save myself. Only you are the Messiah, and I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you shed your blood for the world and that you're coming back one day for me, Father God. And Lord, I'm going to wait here for you, Father God. I'm going to look up to the sky and start crying out to you. Lord, come, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. And Lord, since you forgive me, I forgive anyone that tried to hurt me. And I give you the praise, honor, and glory forever. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really mean it, let me know. I would love to know, and I would love to help you to grow in Christ. And I do have a Bible book club. It's on the Facebook. I'm reading the Bible every day. We're going to read the Bible in a year. We just finished last year, and we're starting this year anew. You never get old from the Word of God. And don't think that the Word of God is just words on the page. It is a sword. And if you don't know how to use your sword, what victory are you going to have? And you have to start with Jesus. Everybody has to start there. Amen and amen.